The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's 11 trivia questions on vampires and all vampire-related things. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. If you're brand new, you can find out all about me by clicking on triviawithbuds.com in the show notes or full details of every episode. In the details section, you'll find all my Patreon members, including my friend Jen Wojnar, who picked yesterday's Grease 2 topic. So if you want to pick topics just like Jen, join us on Patreon at patreon.com/triviawithbuds. We have an ongoing Discord app chat for just $1. You can get in there and play along with a bunch of pop culture fans. Here's some stuff we've posted in there recently. My friend Flounder, who is Greg Bristow, he said, Meet the Robinsons is an underrated movie. Halleck gave us this classic, and it's a little animated gif of a dinosaur who says, I have a big head and little arms. So if you remember Meet the Robinsons, that's what that is from, and Greg is pointing that out. I think I had a question about Meet the Robinsons on some episode maybe a week or two ago. Let's see. My friend Slick Rick joined, and his name is Ricky. He lives in Arkansas, and he posted a great still frame of my friend Slick, the manager from WWF back in the 80s and 90s. And I posted some fun stuff in there like this. I said, hey, gang, thinking about doing a month-long trivia tournament at my live shows where the points accumulate all month, and the team with the most gets a sweet prize at each location. Any ideas on the cool prize at the end of the month? So I'm going to maybe do that in November at my live trivia nights, and that's where I pose these kinds of questions. I kind of jump right into the people who love trivia the most. They play a lot of live trivia, they listen to the show, and they dig pop culture. DMAC also in that group, she said, I'm trying to think of if you did a Stranger Things episode. Would you know the date? Is there a way to search topics? Thanks. And I said, yes, there is. Here it is. It's 11 questions on Stranger Things from, season one. So it was October 2018. And if you ever want to search for a specific topic, the easiest way to do it is go to triviawithbuds.libsyn.com. And there's a search bar in the top right-hand corner. That is my hosting podcast hosting site, and that will be the easiest way to find any topic. You could also Google it if you're like, has he ever done Back to the Future? Has he ever done Deadpool? Has he ever done horse racing? I've probably done at least 2 out of 3 of those things, and you can find it by just searching Trivia with Buds and any topic on Google or the Libsyn search bar. So I just wanted to point out all that stuff to you in this intro. We have a fun, quick news story to read. This is like a really bizarre story that I thought was perfect for a vampire-themed episode. It says, Iowa's family basement gets flooded with animal blood. October 17th, an Iowa meat processing business is apologizing to a neighboring family after a shared drainage system caused their basement to flood with animal blood. Can you imagine walking down into your basement? That's like a Goosebumps book. And it's just, there's a guy in this picture. He's up to his, I don't know, at least a couple inches in animal blood. And there's just a small bottle of bleach next to him on the ground, like it could possibly clean up anything. It looks brutal. It says the Lestina family of Bagley, Iowa, said they have never had an issue with Dahl's Custom Meat Locker located next door until recently when their basement filled with blood, fat, and bones from slaughtered animals. My God, Caitlin Dahl, who became co-owner of Dahl's Custom Meat Locker in April, said the slaughterhouse has been following the procedures set up by the previous owner, who operated the facility for more than 10 years. We didn't change anything from the previous owner, says Dahl. Everything was signed off on and up to regulation, so we didn't think there were any issues. Well, there is a small issue, and that's your neighbors have basements covered in all your animal parts. So brutal and crazy, and since it is blood-related, I thought it was fun to read today, and we have vampire trivia coming at you right now, okay? Got some questions on Buffy, got some questions on Interview with the Vampire and other things, and I hope you have fun playing along with this spooky-themed topic. We're going to jump into 11 questions from my live trivia nights right now. Here we go. All right, we're sinking our teeth into 11 questions on vampire trivia. Here's number one. Who played the vampire Lestat in Interview with the Vampire? Question number one, who played the vampire Lestat in Interview with the Vampire? Number one. Question number two, Buffy the Vampire Slayer started airing on what network in 1997? Number two, Buffy the Vampire Slayer started airing on what network back in 97? Question number three, what band released an album in 2019 called Father of the Bride? Number three, what band released an album in 2019 called Father of the Bride? Question number four, Damon Salvatore is a character found on what vampire TV show? Number four, Damon Salvatore is a character found on what vampire TV show? Question number five, Charlaine Harris wrote a series of books that turned into what HBO series? Number five, halfway through this quiz on vampires, Charlaine Harris wrote a series of books that turned into what HBO series? Number five. Question number six, when did Universal's Dracula movie come out? Was that 1930, 1931, 1932, or 1933? Number six, Dracula from Universal, 30, 31, 32, or 33? Number six. Question number seven, what real-life historical figure was deemed a vampire hunter in a 2012 film? Number seven, what real-life historical figure was a vampire hunter in a 2012 film? Question eight, Marceline the Vampire Queen could be found on what Cartoon Network show? Number eight, Marceline the Vampire Queen could be found on what Cartoon Network show? Number nine, Vampire Hunter Blank is a series of Japanese novels that started in 1983. Number nine, Vampire Hunter Blank is a series of Japanese novels that started in 1983. Fill in that blank. Number 10, Castlevania 2 for the Nintendo Entertainment System has the subtitle of Blank's Quest. Fill in that blank. Number 10, Castlevania 2 for Nintendo has the subtitle of Blank's Quest. Whose quest is it? Number 10. And your bonus question for 2 points. Two vampire hunting characters in The Lost Boys are known as the Blank Brothers. Fill in that blank. The Blank Brothers. They hunt vampires in The Lost Boys. What are their names? Number 11. Those are your questions for vampires. We'll be right back with the bloody answers in just a few. Blood, fangs, and vamps. We have the answers coming at you. Let's see how many you got right and wrong for vampire trivia. I used these at my live rounds and trivia nights last week. And people scored pretty high, so let's see if you did too. Number one, who played the vampire Lestat in Interview with the Vampire? That was Tom Cruise. Number one, Tom Cruise. Shout out to my friend Austin, who plays at Last Name Brewing in Upland, California. Him and his team were going over vampire stuff as I walked in to set up for trivia. And they said, okay, so if he asks something about Lestat that was played by Tom Cruise, and I heard them kind of mutter it, and I'm like, holy cow, that is exactly what I'm going to ask you. So great job studying up Austin and team. Number two, Buffy the Vampire Slayer started airing on what network in 97? That was the WB. Number two, the Singing Frog Network, the WB. Number three, what band released an album in 2019 called Father of the Bride? Not the Steve Martin movie, but a musical album. And that was Vampire Weekend. Number three, I was going to go see them at the Hollywood Bowl in October. I think it was the beginning of October. I was going to take the wife and I totally forgot about it, but it looks like it was a good show. I watched some clips on YouTube from that show. Number four, Damon Salvatore is a character on what vampire TV show? That is The Vampire Diaries. Number four, I did not watch that show, but my wife watched all 8, 9 seasons, whatever it was. It was probably too many. Number five, Charlaine Harris wrote a series of books that turned into what HBO series? True Blood. True Blood, about vampires in New Orleans, I think. Number six, when did Universal's Dracula movie come out? Is that 30, 31, 32, or 33? The answer was 31, 1931 for Universal's Dracula. I have all those Universal monster movies on Blu-ray in a really cool box set I got for Father's Day a couple years ago. And I've watched Creature from the Black Lagoon and The Invisible Man. So I watch about one a year on average so far, but I should watch Dracula. I've never actually seen the original one. Number 7, what real-life historical figure was deemed a vampire hunter in a 2012 film? Abraham Lincoln. Number 7, Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter. Kind of a lame movie. Number 8, Marceline the Vampire Queen could be found on what Cartoon Network show? That's Adventure Time, one of my favorites. Number 8, Adventure Time. I have a lot of Adventure Time memorabilia, because I thought that show was really cool, and I thought it would take off in a way that the stuff would become kind of cult classic stuff, and maybe it will in the future, but I have like totes and totes of Adventure Time toys in the package. Number 9, Vampire Hunter D is a series of Japanese novels that started in 1983. Vampire Hunter D. And number 10, Castlevania 2 for Nintendo has the subtitle of Simon's Quest. That blank you had to fill in was Simon's Quest. The bonus for 2 points, two vampire hunting characters in The Lost Boys are known as the Frog Brothers. That is Corey Feldman and another guy whose name escapes me, but they are known as the Frog Brothers in that movie. So there you go, guys, some vampire trivia. If there's any certain things I missed on this quiz that you're like, why didn't you ask a question about blank? Send me those questions. Maybe we could do like some omission type episodes where you go like, hey, I listened to the vampire one and here's 10 more vampire questions you didn't think of. And I could do like a rebuttal episode. That would be kind of cool. Or if you want to be on the show to ask or answer questions, just let me know. Drop me a line at ryanbuds@gmail.com. Question of the day brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California, home of Bill and Ted from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures. Who wrote all the Goosebumps books? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was blue for the color of M&M added in 1996. And your trivia team name of today is Dirty Harry Styles. Dirty Harry and Harry Styles for Dirty Harry Styles. Funky Monkey Designs is at fmdesignsinc.com. Click the link in the show notes to have them design some great new t-shirts, hats, or sweatshirts for you. They do great work, and I'd love for them to print something just for you, your friends, your family, your coworkers, whatever you got going on. And check out the theme song to this show. If you like it, you can see the whole page for the musician. His name is Frosty, DJ Frosty in California, soundcloud.com/Frosty, my friend Brian Foster. His theme song is one of my favorites, and I picked it randomly from his SoundCloud, asked him if I could use it. He said, sure. And that was about 3 years ago. And now it's been heard, about 500,000 times by people who listen to the show. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend about the show, and we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.